I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. That little tune tells us it's time for our producer, Jonathan Winters. Good morning, Johnny. Okay.
Now he's How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm lovely. Yourself?
Just perfect.
Perfect. And how are things looking in Shangri-La? Did you look out the window today? How's the weather?
Well, we're just getting some wet snow right now, but we're supposed to get a lot of it over the course of the next 24 hours.
How much have you got now?
Well, I was out snowshoeing twice this week, and conditions were wonderful, somewhere in the order of 35 to 45 centimeters, depending on where you are.
Holy mackerel. Okay, so it's definitely winter where you are.
Exactly.
Tell folks where you are. We keep saying where you are. Where are you?
I'm in Muskoka, God's country, and
Muskoka.
I'm just outside of Huntsville.
There you go.
One of the great joys of living in the outdoors is that, yes, you can go out and take a pee in the bush.
Yes, as long as you don't get any on your toes.
Yeah, but I don't meet many of our future guests out there, as you suggested on the radio this morning. I mean, that's fake news. No.
That's fake news. But you do pee on your toes periodically, though.
I try not to. It's not really a great idea.
Well, you know the rule. If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Yeah, Nick, you can attest to that, I'm sure.
Oh, how original. Ha ha. Ha ha.
What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Not what we were talking about. But anyway, I saw a report in the Washington Post. I found it quite interesting. They were talking about a bobcat in Washington, D.C., and I thought that was pretty strange, unusual, not very common. But the part of the story that caught my attention was that they have 1,000 game cameras set out in the city.
Whoa.
Wow.
1,000?
Yeah, and they're spending $1.5 million on what's called the D.C., Washington, D.C., of course, cat count. And I'm thinking, what, are they counting bobcats? What's the story here? So I did a little bit of searching, and why would you spend $1.5 million over 3 years to count cats? But what they're actually counting is feral cats.
Ah, okay. So it's not bobcats.
No, and so the feral cats story is much bigger than I ever knew, because I know that they kill birds and small animals. Mammals, but the impact, according to the Smithsonian Institute, is into the billions of birds. They are a true scourge. And if you actually look a little deeper into the program, there's cities across North America that have feral cat programs, and these include places like Toronto, Hamilton, Oshawa, and many more. I did not know that.
Nor did I. Wow.
So what you have here, Edmonton estimates they have 63,000. Hamilton estimates they have 100,000. These are feral cats, wild cats that are out there wandering around in the community, and they fend for themselves. They are not quite like your household cat. They aren't friendly. They're often carriers of disease and parasites and a whole bunch of other, you know, health-related types of issues. The feral cat population worldwide is decimating wildlife. And so I guess the key takeaway message here is if you have a house cat, you don't ever want to release them into the wild, and you certainly want to have your cat neutered, because they are going to mix with these feral cats. And one of the programs they have underway, which I'm still scratching my head on this, is collecting feral cats, having them neutered, and then releasing them. Because, of course, we don't want to put them down because they're cats.
Right. Teach them how to eat cormorants.
There you go. There you go.
Well, they smell like fish, so, I mean, maybe so. But think about it. How long is it going to take and how much is it going to cost to neuter 63,000 or 100,000 or however many thousand are in your community?
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. So that was a story for this week for me. I found it quite interesting.
Well, there you go. There you go. I got that. I took a note. By the way, do you know much about bobcats?
A wee bit. I've never seen one in the wild, though. I mean, we have them around here, and I've never seen one in the wild.
I read somewhere that they are that is a byproduct of human intervention, bobcats, the short stubby tail. That's what I heard, that way back in evolution, they were pets. They were a type of pet. And the tails were cut off, and through generations of this, they evolved into. Anyways, that's what I read somewhere. I didn't know whether you could maybe shed some light on that for us or not. So you seem to be the cat expert this morning, you know.
So. No, I know nothing about that. I can't speak to the evolution of bobcats or lynx, but I suspect that what you could do is go back to the family tree of cats worldwide, and you would be able to figure out, if you wanted to, where these suckers all came from. They all have adapted to their habitat, and bobcats in the United States apparently number into the 2.5, maybe 3 million in total.
It's funny, because most of it, if you talk to most outdoors people, I would say 9 out of 10 will say, I've never seen one.
Well, they're elusive. They're at night out hunting, and they don't like humans. That's the general rule of thumb. And where they travel and end up in cities is usually going down canal systems or parkway systems that are interconnecting the wild outdoors with urban areas or rail lines.
I know Nick's been out searching for bobcats sometimes late in the evenings, in the wee hours of the morning, actually.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You guys can talk about that after I leave, because I'm interested in hearing about Dave Chong's exploits. And with that, I will leave you until next week.
That's very, like, I don't know, like you just cut us off.
That was an exit. Like, that was an exit. Time for me to go.
I'll talk to you later, buddy. Take care, Johnny. John Winters, producer of this wonderful program. And now he is the purveyor of interesting facts and tidbits.
He's the new Dr. Marie.
Yeah. Now he wants to talk about cats now.
Yeah. Next is cougars.
I remember last time it was leaves. Leaves.
Oh, leaves.
When I was on, at least.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
It was. Wow. It was. I know.
Is that the last time you listened to?
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah, it was leaves.
That's what makes Johnny so interesting, because you never know what he's going to key it on.
He's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Exactly. All right.